Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm checking on a billing to my credit card.
Okay, hold
can you
for just
tell me
a
what
moment.
Who your company is and what is?
Hold for just a moment. Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
My zip code?
Yes, can I have that, please?
57066.
Can I have your name, please?
Richard Beringer.
And may I have you verify your address for me, please?
2200 Laurel Street.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Okay, so by looking at your account, it looks like you entered our contest to win a Dyson vacuum. When you did this, you was enrolled into like our meal planner app. And we're giving customers like a $20 rate to stay. And the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
Okay, I would have not done that because I can remember something on the screen there and I checked no on there and I'm billed for $59.89 last month. And today they denied another $59.89. I would not do that. Well, how do you get away with doing this?
Do you recall entering that contest to win a Dyson vacuum?
There was nothing for $59.89 twice. How many times were you going to bill me?
Do you recall entering a contest to win a Dyson vacuum?
What's the $59.89 for last month and then again today?
That's for our meal planner app. Do you recall doing a contest, sir, to win a Dyson vacuum?
And I pay $59.89 a month?
I'm asking you a question. Do you recall entering a contest to win a Dyson vacuum?
I entered a contest for a vacuum went through Walmart.
Okay, so when you did that, you was enrolled into our meal planner app.
Well, this one is denied today by the credit card company, and I'm going to call them back and have last month's denied too, because I don't remember anything with that type of information saying that it's going to be $59.89.
Okay, so
and I don't even how many months would this be for?
It's every month, so everything is explained in the terms and conditions. Hold for just a moment while I get your account canceled. Thank you.
Shit is for that damn vacuum cleaner. They were going to bill me $59.89 every month because it's a contest. And she put
okay.
me on hold here. Well, yes, what?
Customer, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, so what we can do, I can provide you with that $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee, so you'll get back in your account, $54.89. Would you like for me to do that for you?
I would like my $59.85 that I paid inadvertently last month on a Commerce bank card. And that was on 4/9, and then there's another one they're denying today.
Okay, we can.
So I would like my $59.89 credited back to my Commerce Bank card. Can you do that?
I can provide you with a $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee. So you get back in your account $54.89 to help you out.
Okay, and you cancel any further thing because I do not understand anything of that nature. And I have a pretty good education. I'm fairly smart on there. I've been a pilot for longer than you've probably been alive. And, you know, combat pilot for 65 years on here. And this, even the credit card company thought it was a scam. So they canceled it and called me. You there?
I'm waiting on you to finish so I can help you.
Okay, sounds like you cut me off. I don't appreciate that. You credit $59.89 back to my Commerce card that you charged last month on 4/9. And today is canceled automatically by them. But they just called me. Will that take place?
Hold for just a moment. So you will get your full refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days and your account is canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, just no further billing.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, and I'm calling them back and telling them that I'm getting a refund back and so they watch for it.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Goodbye.